You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Lil Scrappy, let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Noon hour. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple minutes from now. Haven't talked a ton of college football over the last couple of weeks, with it sort of being a quiet time, but a lot of motion, a lot of movement in the coordinator ranks. A lot of interesting coordinators.
Just saw another one going down today.
Who was that?
Tashard Choice, former Georgia Tech running back. He's been on the Texas staff.
Okay.
This kind of fits into NFL no huddle, too. He's going to join the Detroit Lions.
He was a big part of getting Jahmyr Gibbs to Tech back in the day, wasn't he?
I believe so.
I think he was, yeah.
This is a weird place to take this anyways.
Please. Take it there.
Years ago, when I would just get drunk by myself at my house, I had like this random, like saved group of like YouTube videos that were like, I don't know, motivational. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. They were like your go-to get fired up YouTube videos?
You know, someone produces this thing up. They put like music underneath it that builds and all that.
Sure.
And there was a speech that Tashard Choice gave when he was playing at Georgia Tech. I think it was before an ACC title game. And it would always hit me, man.
Hmm.
And so, like, I've always been like, that guy can lead men. Yep. Like, for sure.
Now, I also love watching...
Just some follow-ups here?
I do. I want to say a couple nice things first before I say the other stuff. I, too, like to watch that kind of stuff. Like motivational speeches, whatever, players addressing their teammates.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I really enjoy that kind of stuff. It can be motivating and it can be inspiring. I just like that picture that you painted.
Yeah.
Like you're just talking about a solo drunk Abe on like a Saturday afternoon watching a
Tashard Choice. Well, it would be after. This is probably at like 2:15
in
the morning. Night.
In the morning.
In
like
bed,
the middle of the night.
But not falling asleep.
Drunk watching Tashard Choice pump up his teammates.
Yeah, and probably like a tear falls, like for sure. I'd break down a little bit when he'd get going.
All right.
Yeah.
Before bed?
Well, I'm not going to watch it after bed.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's like
you're getting at here.
That's like the get ready. All right, now I'm ready for some good, well-earned shut-eye. Like, that's what happens next?
I'd be pretty hammered. Like, I'm not falling right asleep. I'm just in bed with the...
All right. Maybe
I'd still be on the couch.
What are you doing? What are you doing just while we're talking about stuff you do?
Sure.
What are you doing yesterday afternoon tweeting about Titanic?
I was watching Titanic.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Like, I got home yesterday. I took the dog for a very short walk because of the rain, and we knew there'd be a window. So she was short walk. I cut her a couple minutes short.
Mm-hmm.
I got home. I sat down to work on the rundown for today's show, which I do. And I always see what's on just for background fodder, and I didn't like many of the choices, so I centered on Titanic.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't know if you just had like a Titanic take you needed to get off after all these years.
Well,
or what inspired?
I never thought about it. The take was
go ahead.
And I had never thought about it because we spend so much time talking about the door.
Right.
And
if there was enough room,
if there was enough room.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the math nerds and, like, the producers of the movie, whatever, say it's not about the size of the door. It's about the buoyancy and how much weight the door could carry, all that crap. Whatever.
That's what I say.
We always talk about Rose should have done more to save Jack on the door. Mm-hmm. But it got to the scene, and I never really considered it. But what if she had just stayed on the lifeboat and not jumped back onto the sinking Titanic? Because she's very clearly a calf that hadn't learned how to walk yet. Like, he had to protect her throughout the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. If she had just stayed on the lifeboat, I think he survives.
She certainly does on the lifeboat. Yeah, maybe he does.
Well, you've never seen the movie,
yeah,
so you don't know
it.
What I'm talking about.
I've never seen Titanic.
Earlier in the movie, before they both
and
hit
I'll be
the
honest
water,
with you, like I'm legitimately proud of that.
I'm
legitimately proud of the fact that I've never seen that movie. I mean, I know what happens; the thing sinks.
Right,
the
sure.
ship sinks.
It's a little bit more than that. It's not really about the boat. It's less about the boat.
It's about fake people that didn't exist, and then a boat sinks.
What if I told you they really existed?
I wouldn't care.
They didn't. It's okay. They didn't. But so earlier in the movie, before they're in the water and they're dealing with the door,
yeah,
and the lifeboat comes and she whistles and all that. Well, before that, Cal, played by Billy Zane.
All right.
And
we're real close to
They put
too
her
far
on
here.
A lifeboat.
Okay.
The boat starts to be lowered down into the water. And instead of staying on the lifeboat,
she
floating
went back
away
she
to
loves
say,
the guy.
She jumped off the lifeboat into, like, the third deck,
yeah,
where then he had to go underneath into the freezing water and fight her. If she just stays on the lifeboat, he's got a legitimate fighting chance here to do something.
Right.
And we always talk about the door and how she should have done more then. I think that was equally as selfish.
All right. There you go.
I got some responses.
I bet you did. I bet you did. Maybe I'll watch it now. Like, that was a really riveting breakdown, and I think that that's going to inspire. I think I'll watch it. I think I'm going to take.
It's a perfect Valentine's Day movie.
I think so. I'm sure. I bet my wife's seen that movie 100 times.
I bet she's
seen it 100 times.
Is there a chance that she's in the car right now?
There's a chance.
I hope she has a take on this.
She's like, when did that movie come out? Like 1997? Something like that? 1998?
Yeah. No, seven.
Seven. So she was like 10 years old then, 9 years old then. That's like prime Titanic, somewhere between 10 and like 15-year-old girls.
There was a girl in my high school that went to see it in theaters 11 times.
Yeah, no, that was a common.
I saw it in theaters twice.
I was in middle school when it, you did? You saw it twice in theaters?
Because you know how I am with movies. Like, I just go to movies.
Uh-huh.
So I went, and then, like, my family then decided to also go. And
here's how I knew I was never going to watch that movie. I was never going to watch it anyway. But when I saw, because this is when VHS tapes were a thing, and it was two VHS tapes. In order to get it was too long. I don't care about it in
the
first place.
It was a double pack.
And then second of all, it's going to be 3 hours of that. The ship sinks. That's what happens. It's a famous historical moment.
We had the VHS.
Ship sinks. It's going down. It's going down to the bottom of the ocean. And then 100 years after that, some dumbasses are going to get in like a makeshift submarine and try to go look at it.
Have you seen the
update? And then they're going to die too.
You seen the update to that story?
No.
Like, over the last day or two, they found the last 23 seconds of, like,
ooh,
crowd noise or whatever, the voices from them.
I don't want to hear that. Oh, I think she is listening.
I mean, I don't want to hear it, but I'm also, like, mildly intrigued.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she wasn't obsessed. Yeah.
No, it's just, everyone talks about the door.
Also, a lot of times, she said a lot of people's first boobs they ever saw in a movie was in that movie. So,
yeah.
That's another good reason to watch it. But
you know, that was the first scene that they filmed?
Huh?
That was the opening, like, the day one of shooting.
I didn't.
For Titanic. That's the first scene.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. The back page with Bo is coming up at 12:40. That's good. I like that use of time. Randy will be proud too. If anybody tells him that what we just did, Randy will be really proud of that. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Yeah. And then we talked about Titanic for 10 minutes. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's hear Travis Kelce talking about retirement.
right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions. But right now, the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches. You know, I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody. The fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls, and that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. That process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now, it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. And I'm going to take some time to figure it out. I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it. I'm fully here for them, and I think I can play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
Agreed.
Before the Super Bowl, we had heard reports that both Kelce and Reed were coming back. Mm-hmm. I never really believed it. It does now still appear that I think Andy Reed is. But
yeah,
the look on Travis's face, and I know it's an emotional moment, and you don't make a decision based off how you're feeling in the immediacy of the post game. The look on his face, though, as things were wrapping up and they were handily defeated, it looked to me like there was a serious thought of, I'm not putting up a whole nother year just to feel like this at the end. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say unfinished business and I'm coming back because I don't want to go out like that. Again, I'm trying not to judge too much based on his appearance in that moment, but it looked like Danny Glover.
Yeah,
I'm getting too old for this blank.
Who? Sure, and he is. I mean, in reality, like, he's played a lot of football at a really tough, physical, demanding position. And, you know, the numbers were still pretty good, but you watched him play. He's not the same guy. And no. That's just got to be really hard. It's got to be really hard to still be really good, but to have been great and know that every year you're just going to get further away from that.
They also continue to rely on him way too much. And that's part of it, too.
3 Super Bowls and an endless amount of opportunities post-career. So,
and he's going to marry like the richest woman.
I think it would be pretty easy to. I know everyone says you want to go out like that. Yeah, if he didn't have any Super Bowls, maybe going out like that.
So you come back for 17 weeks of a regular season,
and you never know
the playoff, and then maybe go out like that again.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. I don't know. It seems to. If I was going to bet, I would bet that he does retire.
I agree.
I would bet that he retires.
I agree. It felt rough. It looked rough on his face.
Yep. It's tough, man.
And there's also, he's just got so many other things going on that I wouldn't blame him.
If they would have won, I would say 100% chance he retired. He might have even announced it in the postgame. You know what I mean? I think just because of that, and you just want to make sure, right? You want to make sure you're not making an emotional decision and you're 100% done, because the last thing you would want to do is retire, but then regret that. And some people come back, and that's never good. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what he does. I think he probably retires. If he does, first ballot Hall of Famer, 3-time Super Bowl champion, one of the greatest tight ends of all time. Interesting report that's coming out today. Actually, Rusty texted it to me, and then I've seen it a couple of other different places. The Steelers made inquiries to the Jaguars about trading for Trevor Lawrence. Now, that's straight up from the Jags organization. Like, the Steelers called him and wanted to try to get him. Like, the Jags aren't trading him anyway, but also that's a hard contract to move, man.
Is anyone sold on him, by the way?
No.
Like,
but the Jaguars have to be, because they gave him $275 million. So they might not be either, but they got to at least pretend they are.
Can you imagine Liam Cohen? That's what he does.
First thing he does.
And then he's like, you mean you took my franchise quarterback? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's true.
Duval.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy who's going to fix him. He's going to get the most out of him, is that guy right there, Liam Combe. It's just kind of interesting that the Steelers were at least inquiring about it. I know they need a quarterback. We understand that. But
if they want to trade for quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not the AFC South, but we got an NFC South team that's open and ready, willing.
A quarterback who's got a lot of money on his contract, too.
Sure.
Not as much as Trevor.
We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah. Come on. Whatever you want, we'll take anything. 7th-round pick in 2028, we'll take it.
Just I'd take an 8th-round pick.
Take
those
his
don't
money.
Even exist.
Just take his contract. Take his contract, and you can have him. All right, we'll come back. There's a couple more NFL news and notes to get to. We'll get to some college football conversation as well. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get into a couple different college football news and notes conversations in just a minute. A blast from the past returns home. Very excited. Before we do that, Marcus Johnson on Twitter, Abe, says they have a Titanic immersive exhibit going on in Doraville. He took a date to it and had a fun time. So, I mean, that sounds immersive Titanic. Do they just put you on
Titanic,
a sinking ship?
The history thing, not
they just
Titanic.
Put
the
you
movie.
On a boat that sinks, and they're like, "Here you go. It's an immersive Titanic exhibit.
Here, step into our Arctic cold pool.
It's very cold. See if you can swim. You can't. You die just like that.
Do
it's
you try and get on the
sad
door
exhibit? But yeah, a good idea. And you know, you're talking about swiping left and right and all that kind of stuff. Maybe you swipe. Which one's the good one, right?
Left is for no.
Okay, so maybe you swipe right on somebody that swiped right on you, and then you guys can go to the Titanic exhibit.
I don't know if that's a good first date. It might not be a bad first date. I don't know.
What do you consider, like, what's the ideal? Because for me, like, when I was dating and I was going on dates, good. I liked situations where there was you want to talk. Like, I don't think movies are good first dates or plays or things like that.
That could maybe be a second date, but
yeah,
not a first.
Because you're just sitting there with the person, but you really can't talk to them. Like, I used to love, if the person was interested in it, I used to love going to like a baseball game or a soccer game or something like that, because there's so much time to talk.
Problem with the baseball game.
What?
It's like 3 hours long, and this date could go bad in like 22 minutes.
Yeah, but they sell beer. So, there you go.
I guess.
Then just make it more fun.
I think, I don't know, like just a stroll, like a nice walk followed by dinner at a decent spot.
All right.
It's tough to do sometimes in Atlanta, though, because you're not going to go and it's 92 degrees for a stroll.
Yeah, it's tough. So that's a hot, you're going to get sweaty.
Right.
And then that might be off-putting. Yeah, no, it's true.
But like if it's 63 degrees or something, nice little walk around the park.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds pretty romantic.
And then dinner. Well, I'm not trying to be romantic, though. That's the thing, is like, I'm not trying to be romantic on date one.
Why?
Because we're still in the getting to know each other phase. You can come on too strong.
Okay.
This isn't, I say this as a single date, guy who hasn't figured it out yet.
Haven't you already got to know her a little bit through conversations before?
Honestly, it feels like it's gone the other direction more now than it used to.
We can talk about this as little or as much as you want to, by the way, because I realize that this might not be your favorite topic to dive into.
I don't avoid it
all. All I'm saying is, this is what I've said to you many times. Like, I've never met somebody with more...
ground rules
that's more single than you. Like, maybe the ground rules are part of the problem. You gotta get rid of them. There's no ground rules. Just go get out there.
I feel like trying to be romantic is a little bit of coming on too strong.
Yeah, but like, if it's obvious, but like, sometimes it can just kind of be like, oh wow, this is just, what do you know, happens to be a bit romantic, you know? I don't know.
But like, what are we going to walk through the park where I then have a blanket and candles? Like, it's date one.
No, don't do that. I don't even
know the name of your dog yet.
Don't do that. All right.
No.
All right. We'll get back to this. We got tomorrow, too, because we'll be at Twin Peaks tomorrow for 3 hours on Valentine's Day, me and Abe. And we would love it if you would come spend some of your Valentine's Day with us as well from 11 to 2. We'll be there. All right, let's talk a little college football. This is a name that people know. I really don't know how to feel about this hire, honestly. I mean, he's got the credentials to do it. But Matt Patricia has been named the new defensive coordinator at Ohio State. Obviously, they lose their OC and their DC. Their DC went to Penn State, got a big payday. Their OC, Chip Kelly, went to the Raiders and got a big payday. They made the right choice at OC. Just move. You got to keep Brian Hartline happy and in that organization with what he's doing as far as recruiting and developing wide receivers. I mean, they're just a factory right now at Ohio State as far as what they're doing at the wide receiver position. So promoting Brian Hartline to OC was a no-brainer. Matt Patricia's interesting. I mean, everybody remembers him from New England. They had him on the offensive staff when things just went absolutely sideways there, which was a bad decision. Getting him back to defense is smart, but obviously the infrastructure at Ohio State is already good, but Matt Patricia is the new defensive coordinator of the Buckeyes.
Someone on this station believes that hire should cost Ryan Day his job.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll find out in about 50 minutes now, won't we?
That's you?
No, it's Joe.
Oh, Smoking Joe Patrick.
He's coming up.
He's so mad about the Ryan, about
he tweeted
the Matt
yesterday,
Patricia.
Fire Ryan Day.
Oh, I think he's joking. I think that's a bit he's doing now, right? It's got to be.
I don't know either.
We can ask
Maybe
him when
he
we
really
get
doesn't
there.
Like Matt Patricia.
It seems like a reasonable hire. Again, I don't know.
I do find it interesting that on both fronts, either into the NFL or into college, you have a bunch of guys that have traditionally been on one level that are now more open to going to the other level. Either guys that are traditionally college coaches that are jumping to the NFL and vice versa.
Right.
Either as coordinators, as head coaches, whatever. I find the crossover interesting, and maybe it's because you're able to outsource more on the collegiate level now in terms of recruiting, in terms of NIL stuff. Most of these teams have hired a de facto role that they're calling a GM
they've got
director
front
of football
offices.
These
programs have front offices now as far as people that go out there and deal with that kind of stuff.
Bill Belichick, right? A guy,
yeah, he's got Mike Lombardi.
We've sat here and said, how much is this guy ever going to go recruit? Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of it, but you don't have to do it the way you did 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
Right.
And also, I think it's more respected at the NFL level, the jobs that collegiate coaches do. Because there was a time where you're like, oh, the crap that guy runs is never going to work in the NFL. No, he can't come here.
No
right?
doubt. There's much more of a pipeline between being an offensive coordinator in college. And
games
being
are a little bit more similar now than they've
ever been.
Yeah,
the style is so much more similar for sure, for better or for worse. But, yeah, I think that there's definitely a more linear stepping stone between being an offensive coordinator in college and then getting that job in the NFL. We've seen it a ton over the last handful of years. The money is also just insane. Like, they're throwing so much money around to keep these guys or to move these guys. Like, Chip Kelly getting $6 million a year to be the offensive coordinator in Vegas, having, like, pretty minimal success over the last decade plus. I know they just won the national championship at Ohio State, but all the stops before that were like
coordinators just get
hot. Like, okay, yeah, I guess.
Is that what
I
happened?
Mean, he had all the dudes,
of course.
Right? And the other thing too
but
is
they
like,
weren't great all year. They long. Were they not were great.
That's
right
the thing
end.
About the Chip Kelly thing that blows me away is like we spent so much time this year talking about what the hell's wrong with Ohio State's offense. Why can't they get rolling? And then they showed up in the playoff and blew doors off everybody. And I get it. He looked like the offensive coordinator that his reputation had told people that he was leading into him coming to Ohio State. But also, like, he just threw the ball to Jeremiah Smith a lot, which, you know, like, it shouldn't have taken 12 games to do that.
Oh, great call, coach. Way to go.
Yeah, just throw it to four. Throw it to that guy. Or hand it off to the two NFL running backs that you have. You know what I mean? Like, again, I realize it's more complicated than that, but also
it's not.
It really isn't.
Like, it's like, not.
I don't know what they were waiting for. I don't know what happened in that Michigan game.
I mean, Johnny Manziel, like, got drafted 22 overall, just chucking it deep to Mike Evans.
Running around.
Like, hoping for the best.
Running around and chucking it deep.
Like, it's not more complicated.
Turns out Mike Evans is the one that was actually doing all the work.
Is that how that works?
And meanwhile, he's had 1,000 yards every year he's been in the NFL. The blast from the past I was talking about that I love to see. Like, I think Rich Rodriguez back to West Virginia is just fun anyway, because he had a lot of success there. I know that led him to bigger jobs that didn't work out quite as well. I mean, he was at his best when he had Pat White at quarterback, and now Pat White's coming back to be the quarterback's coach at West Virginia. They're just running it back. They're turning the clock back 20 years in Morgantown, and I love it. I love to see Pat White there on that staff.
Fun. What are you going to have? Noel Devine as running back?
Why
coach?
The hell not?
Slayton,
you got
wide
to.
Receivers?
You have to. Yeah. Bring them all back. Where's Pac-Man at? What's has he got? He's interested?
I think he's figured some other things out. I don't know.
He's doing some podcasting.
Yeah.
I love it. I love seeing that.
I don't know if I even like that hire.
Oh, you don't like Rich Rod over there?
No.
Why not?
How high can you bring that program?
Yeah.
The question I always have about some of these hires where guys return back is like, is that really the hire you're making with like the highest hopes for the program? Or
but that's been the highest they've been.
Okay.
Agreed. I mean, he had them. They were like 11-1, 11-2 his last
year. But does
year
it feel like that is Rich Rod is now a guy who could put this program together
right
to win a conference?
Right.
So what level are we accepting?
Has his philosophy sort of aged poorly? I don't know. I like it. And maybe it is a nostalgic enjoyment. If I was a West Virginia alum, would I? I don't know.
There was the Mac Brown thing.
Pat McAfee seems to like it.
Well, sure.
He's bankrolling the whole thing.
I think the program will be fun again.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's something.
I hope so.
I don't know if you'll win a ton.
I hope so. That's the place I'd like to see a football game. I would love to go to a football game in Morgantown.
Yeah.
It just seems like a real wild group of people.
Go West Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, like real stretch you're taking there.
Yeah, but like, you know, like passionate football fans, but also insane people. Like when we go to games at App State, like that's a fun environment. They love their team, and they like to drink moonshine. It's in the mountains. It's a good time. I like it.
Is it really like I mean, I know there's some moonshine, but like so much of moonshine now is like legally produced in bottles. It's weird. I don't know.
You know, I had some
legit authentic.
I had some legit, like,
we're keeping it hush hush.
Somebody
moonshine.
Got it from somebody who made it at their house in a mason jar. Moonshine.
I don't want it made at my house.
It wasn't.
That's
it was,
the thing.
It was made at somebody's house.
No house. Middle of the woods.
Yeah, like
it needs to be
made in their
absolute
shed.
Middle of the woods with distilled by rainwater or
it's
something.
It's not in a distillery, is what.
Yeah, it didn't come from old smoky moonshine in Gatlinburg.
It needs
like,
to
that's
be
not real moonshine.
Hidden by multiple piles of leaves and covered up.
You want some popcorn Sutton White Lightning, is what you want. I drank that. My wife's family's friends with that guy. There's very few people know who I'm talking about right now. Look it up. Google Popcorn Sutton. The man was an absolute menace. Some people think that he faked his own death and he's still living in the Appalachian woods, making moonshine to this day. I drank that stuff. It was called Redneck Elixir. It almost melted my entire esophagus. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show. Andy and Randy here. Well, Andy here. Randy's out the next couple of days. Abe is with us today and tomorrow as well. We'll be broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in
50-50 shot.
Buckhead.
You know how you'd know that?
How?
If you had a sheet that said midday promo reads.
Uh-huh.
That says once a day, you could tell people where we're at.
Nothing says Valentine's Day like lunch at Twin Peaks. That's where we'll be this Friday for a special broadcast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Join us from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
There it is. There it is.
As we get ready for the NBA All-Star Game, the Daytona 500, which I have a lot of thoughts about. You tune into the
Save
show
it
tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
I will. But I got a lot of Daytona 500 stuff to get off my chest tomorrow and a big college basketball weekend. Legitimately, like I'm legitimately excited to watch the number one and number two teams in the country
play
against
each
other.
Which one's two?
Auburn's one, Alabama's two, I think. They play each other on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to that. Anyway, we will be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow celebrating Valentine's Day and having a good time. We'd love it if you'd come by and see us from 11 to 2. What could be more romantic than spending a few hours of your Valentine's Day midday at Twin Peaks with me and Abe? I can't think of anything more romantic than that.
Come get suggestions for what to plan Friday night from yours truly.
Yeah,
Abe. I've been so good at making plans. And
well, it seems like you have great plans. Like, the plans seem great.
The action that falls through?
Yeah, like, the game plan's good, but, you know, like, your first 15's good. You just maybe, whatever, you don't have the dudes. The X's and O's are there, but the Jimmys and Joes, I don't know. Maybe the X's and O's, but the Abes aren't. I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. I'm really not sure. But, yeah.
The Babes are there, but the Abes is not. Something like that.
Well, the Abes are there, but the
overall,
Babes are not.
Overall strategy. Like, I think planning for zero romance or something like this is on a first date especially is a wrong
strategy. I just always I've been turned off by females coming on too strong.
That's awesome.
On a date.
That's
not,
an
you
awesome
know.
Thing to say.
And so I don't want to inverse it because it's...
That's a common... That it, happens well, a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot, but it's happened.
Pump the brakes, Sally. All right? Back off,
I don't know who
ladies.
You think you are, but my body is a temple.
Okay.
And you will not walk on it so easily.
I am to be respected. I am not a piece of meat. All right.
So I don't want to creep anyone else out by going, you can make it weird.
Kellen Moore is having his introductory press conference right now.
You think he makes it weird?
Well, he just looks like he has a trust fund. I don't know how else to put
that. Well, he's an NFL head coach. He probably does have a trust
fund. No, but like he looked like he was born with one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Doesn't he just look like somebody's son?
You took it to a level.
A lot of property.
You took it to a level I don't, because I don't think
doesn't
he
it look
looks
like somebody's got a hedge fund. In
I
that
just
family?
Don't think he looks normal in a suit.
Okay,
because he also did his hair. I think wearing a long sleeve football tee and a ball cap is his look.
I guess so. I don't
and
know.
It doesn't bother me, but it
he just
it bothers
looks like
you.
He works at Goldman Sachs or something.
But
like
that's
that.
The suit. That's not the football sweatshirt and a ball cap. I think he's good.
It could be. I don't know. He just it looks like his name's Kensington or something like that. Or, you know, Farnsworth. I don't know. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
The beef on Bourbon Street.
Uh-oh.
Not talking about steaks here either. Apparently it is already official, which makes this whole thing a little bit weird. And maybe I'm thinking it was staged. So on April 18th, the lead on the next Rough and Rowdy, which is a boxing that Dave Portnoy does through Barstool and whatnot.
Oh, okay.
Beef on Bourbon Street will be the headliner. Patrick Mahomes Sr. versus John Rocker.
Oh, dude.
What's the age difference between
Patrick
those two?
Patrick Mahomes Sr. is going to get killed.
Right?
I bet they're about the same age.
They're probably.
Are
so they? They played in the league at the same time.
Yeah, I bet they're pretty close.
Now, Mahomes was probably going out as Rocker was coming in, but I'm thinking probably 10 years. Maybe the max.
Let's see. Patrick Mahomes Sr. is 54.
And Rocker's 50.
Yeah, so that's pretty close. John Rocker's 50. Yeah. So yeah, they're right there. Right,
I think
right
Pat
around.
Mahomes just looks a little like he's in his 60s.
We got drug testing in this thing?
I don't know. Let's hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Steroids in one corner and bourbon in the other.
What's Pat Sr. doing here? Like, why I understand
what's
Rocker.
The angle? Exactly.
Like Rocker, you know, I get it. Kind of on brand. But like what's Patrick Mahomes Sr. doing here? Like, why is he What's he up? What's
reminded
he, what's he
people
at?
That he's a damn good athlete too.
Yeah, man.
But a
I
boxer?
Don't
has he?
We'll find out.
I don't know his history.
This doesn't
I don't
seem
know that it included boxing
he
ever.
Threw
doesn't seem like something he needs to be doing.
Baseballs and now he'll throw punches.
Yeah, I don't know if that translates though. He's not Nolan Ryan.
I don't know who would have to fight like in a situation like this, because the last one I watched of like people that were non-boxers was Nate Robinson, just because I really like Nate Robinson, and then he got put to sleep, and it was really sad. I really didn't like that. By the way, Nate Robinson got a kidney transplant earlier this week, so he desperately needed one and got one. So he's
that now he can take the kidney punch. Really, and he should try it again.
Yeah, so he can get back in the ring. Maybe he got a kidney from somebody who can fight. I don't know, but yeah, the last one I watched was Nate, and that wasn't any fun at all.
Well, if you knew that going into a fight, you'd have to target that area of the body, right?
He had a kidney replacement. I'm going to target his kidney? Maybe.
I wish that these celebrity fights or whatever was not.
Celebrity's a stretch.
Whatever.
Too, by
I
way.
Said, or whatever.
Yeah, I
said, or whatever.
I feel you, but like, yeah.
I just wish they were not boxing only, because I think, like, with like 3.5 weeks of training, someone could like really mess someone up. If you had either jujitsu.
Oh, so you want it to be like MMA,
like
MMA style?
I would love MMA. Okay. Like, go for an MMA fight. Same rules, like nothing dirty.
It just seems so much safer to have it be boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about the people fighting.
Oh, okay,
so
got it.
You're just here to watch some entertaining stuff.
You want carnage.
You don't
want
to see him score off in like American Gladiator.
There's nothing
like a
funnier.
Pugil stick battle or something.
You're right, though, Bo. Like, the fact that this happened so fast. Because, like, they got in their little scrap on, what, Sunday night?
How does Dave Portnoy already have contracts signed for these guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's what it was. He was the one that came on and said this.
I'm sure they have a pre-existing relationship at Barstool with John Rocker. It feels like
probably.
They would.
Seems that, like that they seems would.
So,
yeah.
So you really only have to work on one side of this contract.
But that's the one that surprises me. Like, it just seems, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, it just seems like I finally just got my brother to stop being out there doing terrible, stupid stuff.
Oh, right.
Like, I finally just got that one under wraps. Like,
and this, look,
like, now
my
dad's getting DUIs every offseason, but, like, don't go fight John Rocker.
If you watch this video, John Rocker looks bigger than the last time I saw him.
Dude, John Rocker looks like an animal. He looks like an absolute animal.
I've never met Pat Sr., but he looks on video to be somebody that's about the size of one of us.
They're about the same height, I think. I think Pat Sr., 6'1". He's 6'1". And Rocker's like 6'3", 6'4". So, yeah, no, it doesn't seem like a good idea. Doesn't seem like a good idea at all.
So, speaking of celebrity beefs, y'all talked about this one yesterday and why this is going down. But Marlon Wayans and
Soulja Boy.
And Soulja Boy supposedly had a beef. TMZ caught up to Marlon Wayans, though, and he says, no, that's not necessarily the case. I even offered Soulja Boy a job.
Me and Soulja Boy are cool. He just...
So no beef with Soulja.
Soulja Boy, get a chest! And you gotta have more than two songs to beef. You have a 35-year prolific career. You can't do two songs, and I only remember one of them. Watch me, you! And beef with me. Get out of here. I'll put you in one of the movies.
You
I need a kid for the new scary. I need a and a head all mixed together. You're perfect. I need someone that looks like a wet Muppet.
Okay, so there is beef. That was really
apparently
good.
Apparently there is.
He said he's a crackhead for his next movie and you could play it. That's pretty good. That is true also. Me and Randy were talking about that off the air yesterday. It's like, he got a lot of nerve beefing with people with two songs, you know?
I'd say three.
Okay, you got Crank That.
Yeah.
You got Kiss Me Through the Phone, maybe?
Yeah.
And then what?
Turn My Swag On.
Turn My Swag On.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's a strong three.
Okay.
Is it a strong three or a...
It's a three.
Well, Chubby Checker's on the damn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for one song.
Well, influence. Well, you know,
yeah. I was honestly kind of thinking.
Well, but we're going to talk influence. Soulja Boy had quite a bit for one song, apparently.
On who?
On the game. I knew you were waiting for me to say that because that had to be the answer.
Speaking of games, how about the big game? What was y'all? Did y'all think the Reese's Volcano commercial was a pretty good one?
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Don't
only like
volcano.
Three commercials made me mildly chuckle, and that was one of them.
The seal being turned into a seal. So apparently,
dude, that was weird. That
did not make
so
me laugh.
Weird.
That made me cry. That was a nightmare.
The weirdest one though was the people whose heads looked like hats.
That was
the cowboy hat guy.
The skin cowboy hat.
Yeah.
What were they selling? I don't remember that one.
It was
I remember the commercial. I just don't remember what they were selling.
That streaming platform, maybe. It was weird.
It also looked like that was practical. which made it look like very poor makeup and effects. Like they actually just kind of,
So apparently Reese's filmed two commercials for their new Volcano, which I absolutely do want to try as soon as I run across one. Here's the second.
Right, this here might be better than raccoon on Thanksgiving. It's lava time, baby. It's lava time, baby. It is lava time, baby. Oh, yeah. It was lava time, baby.
So Xavier Leggett's actually at a Reese's machine that has a full touchscreen on it, which exists somewhere because he's standing there and he gets a Reese's lava, whatever this thing is going to be called, and he tries it. I think it looks
Who does that commercial resonate with? Because, like, my dad doesn't know who Xavier Leggett is.
Right. I think a lot of people probably hear
that. Just a guy?
It's just kind of a guy with a silly voice.
Okay, yeah.
Which is fine.
I don't like the path that this has taken for him.
I agree with that.
It feels like he's taken advantage of and being made fun of. I don't know how much he's aware.
I think he's in on it. He seems to have a real self-awareness about it, and he's in on it. But yes, I do feel like some of the media in Charlotte have sort of attempted to make the way he sounds a bit of a sideshow.
And it's different than how we treat Jameis.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I think Jameis is in on it, too.
Agree. Like, 100%.
I think they're both totally aware of what's going on.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a little uncomfortable for me to hear, to kind of see how it's playing out for him.
I think he's fine.
If you put a guy his size and stature in a football, and I think he was wearing something football that you could tell he was a football player, at least maybe, I guess. I don't know about regular Joe, but if it's a Super Bowl or a commercial coming on during a football game,
well, look,
you're kind of going to know that.
Us here at the Midday Show, we are Xavier Leggett experts.
Yeah.
100%.
And there are probably other people at the station who wouldn't even know. I mean, they know his name, but I mean, just by a photo of him, would you know who he is? I don't know.
I know what he sounds like. Yeah. And I know he's a pretty darn good football player, too.
But if this Reese's Volcano is better than Raccoon on Thanksgiving, bro,
it can't be worse than Raccoon on Thanksgiving.
You're assuming Raccoon on Thanksgiving is bad.
You're assuming. Dude, my love for Reese's. I mean,
Reese's are good.
It is the best candy.
One of them. Yeah.
Chocolate.
I agree.
Chocolate candy.
Reese's
differentiate
peanut butter cup is the best individual candy that you can buy at the store.
I mean, it's A1, man.
I don't think, for me, there's other candies that are very good. But there is no candy that is
Twix right there with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I do like Twix.
It is top two.
I like Twix too, but I gotta go. I go.
Now I'll tell you what I don't like: some of the offshoot Reese's cups.
Yes, they have all kinds of weird
pumpkin and the egg and the bunny,
the bastard stepchild of all of the or the white Reese's. No offense, no white Reese's. Can't do it. White chocolate Reese's, disgusting.
I've never had one, but I enjoy white chocolate things.
Don't like white chocolate.
No, not at all.
No.
Y'all remember Jason the age Williams? That you were in?
Huh?
I fan of Jay Will.
I do like Jason Williams, the point guard.
Okay.
Real quick, y'all remember the age that you were in when you stopped taking vocabulary in school?
Oh,
probably
God.
Like fourth grade, fifth grade, I'm thinking. I was just in college like 2 years ago, and there was no vocabulary. I actually had to already know it going in.
Yeah, you're supposed to know the words.
So this is actually a couple of days ago, but it's still funny because, I don't know, Austin Reeves, he went to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
He should know words.
Yeah, he went to college.
Semi-basic words.
Okay.
Austin, just as like a basketball aficionado, was there a part of
what?
Helping your vocab tonight. Aficionado.
What's that?
A fan.
Big fan.
Someone
expert.
Who appreciates the game of basketball,
I didn't
right?
know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is something seeing Luka's game up close and personal that you appreciate even more.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I don't know what word you just said.
Is aficionado that big of a word?
It is, but it's a very common one, though. Like,
yeah.
We're 2 days removed from half of the show not knowing what a votif is, right?
Yeah, but that, no one ever uses that word, though. Like, aficionado comes up all the time. It's a very, it may be a big word, but it's a word that's very commonplace in the sports world. Like, that's a weird thing about some of these big words that get used in sports. They don't get used anywhere else, but we hear them all the time.
I feel like he should know that if that's what you're asking.
He should
yes.
Know.
Like,
he should
yeah.
Know. Who was it not that long ago that there was a question asked and he didn't know what optimistic was? And so he answered the question.
This.
It was an end of season interview with it was a football player. Oh, I don't remember who it was, but he was like, no, I'm not optimistic about our offense. It's like, I don't think he knew what optimistic was.
I do remember that now, yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20 to talk Falcons. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.